This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on this Tuesday, November 19th, 2024. My name is Eddie Greer, K-State alum back in 2013. All things K-State sports, whether that is football, women's golf, and everything else in between. We got a postcast, another one coming at you here in just a moment. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a listen on this Tuesday. Of course, I recorded a couple episodes over the weekend, and some of those are going to get pushed back. I'm going to have Cross Country come out tonight instead of this morning because K-State Woods basketball team played last night, which, again, we'll get into in just a second. Again, if you like what you're hearing, make sure you go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button every time we post content. We post content pretty much daily or whenever I have a chance to record K-State content. Folks, let's just get right on into business here. And two things already stand out, right? K-State wants basketball. No shocker. Takes care of business against against opponent last night, Little Rock. 73-43, and in the process of that as well, two things monumental happen. Ayoka Lee, now officially passed Nicole Oladai for second place in K-State history on career points for K-State. She only needed, I believe, less than 15 points somewhere in there coming into this game. Well, we kind of knew going in here, into the season, Ayoka Lee was going to move up even closer to being number one all-time scoring list for K-State. Well, she's now officially second in that list. And on top of that, K-State women's basketball has delivered the 400th win inside Brim's Coliseum. Incredible, incredible stuff there. 400th win all-time for K-State women's basketball. Woo! 400th win. That is huge. So two milestones went out in a price of one game last night for K-State women's basketball. Hey, at least something's going right on the sports front. And women's basketball taking care of business. K-State women's basketball now 4-0. They're coming in this week still ranked 10th in the country there. 61st career double-double for Ayoka Lee. Almost botched that up. I pretty much did. 61st career double-double. There we go. 16 points last night for Ayoka. For Yoki. 7-10 shooting from the field. 11 rebounds. 2 steals. Again, 14 minutes of action. Didn't really need her much anyways in this game as well. And then Zianna Walker went off last night. Career high to this point. Second season here in Manhattan, or there in Manhattan, with another 16 points there, 6 assists along with that, and your role players. this is why, if you're not on, if you've been missing out already, what have you been doing? Liza Maupin, I've been leaving her out of the mix. I mean, yes, she's still there, but she's part of a talented cast of characters for this women's basketball team. Maupin and Taryn Size last night, both 10 points there apiece. There as well, but they did trail in this game. So this wasn't rose all roses. They did trail early in this basketball game, but the Gisele Sanchez 3 from the corner put them up, and this team did not look back right there as they hand Little Rock their third loss of the season. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III, Alex Aiden, also a K-State alum, I believe a year later than I was, either 2014 or 2015. I got to get back into that. I always get his wrong. But anyways, K-State women's basketball was in action last night in Brammer's Coliseum. The 400th victory for K-State women's basketball in Manhattan, Kansas last night. 73-43 in this game. Yeah, K-State fell behind, just like I said. But they outscored Little Rock, the Trojans, by 10 in the first quarter, 23-13, and then slowly but surely put them away, right? 18-10 in the second quarter, then 14-9 in the third, and then 18-11 there in the final quarter of this basketball game. Yes, Anna Walker back to her 33 minutes of action there. 16 points of career best for Siena in this game. More importantly, though, Yoki now second all-time on the K-State women's scoring list on the basketball front as well. Tamir Pondexter, others. Tamir Pondexter, 2-13. 5 points. Well, luckily, we didn't really need much of her. See, anyone, didn't I say this last year? I believe I said this multiple times last year. You don't necessarily need Yoki to have a big game every night. Well, obviously, yes, she's the focal point. But last year, right, Serena Sundell will have a big game. Ataren Sides have a big game. Maulpin last year was huge against Iowa, right? That's some examples, right? Jalen Glenn, right? Jalen Glenn was scoreless last night. Speaking of her, 19 points in the night. This game, Kennedy Taylor, she played 11 minutes. Imani Lester. Let's go down here. Yeah, Jalen Glenn, goose egg. The only player not to score. That's kind of surprising there a little bit. Serena Sundell had an off night as well. Only 4 points on the night. 22 minutes of action. 2-7. Point Dexter, 2-13. Sides, 4-13. But she did score 10 points. Eliza Maulpin only missed one shot from the field. 5-6 there in this game. Imani Lester saw 14 minutes of action as well. 2-3 from the field. Kennedy Taylor only took 3 shots in this game. I think that covered it all there. Yeah, Jalen Glenn circling back to her. 0-3 from the field. Gisela Sanchez hit that 3, that huge 3 there, to kind of get K-State going. And K-State, Jeff Mitty's team, did not look back in this basketball game here in Manhattan, Kansas last night. As K-State takes care of business there with a huge milestone win for the team, for the college, and for Ayoka Lee, another personal best. Now she's all alone in second place there on the scoring sheet there as well. Let me see if I can... we're going to skip all that there as well. Yeah, Jeff Mitty was not... as Jeff Mitty does, was not happy. And I went down through the score sheet. I'm not going to mention, I'm not going to tell what he said there as well. But I will mention what he said in his opening press conference last night here to kind of wrap this thing up here on the postcast. K-State 73, Little Rock 43, Eddie Greer III, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Quote, it is always good to get another win under our belt. We weren't particularly sharp for the most of the night. It was kind of an ugly game. To be honest, I didn't feel like we had much of a rhythm. That said, there were some positives. We did a great job defending. Faith Lee, one of the best players for Little Rock, who came in the game averaging a lot of points. We also saw strong performances off the bench. I thought Sides played well. Maulpin came in and contributed. And Imani Lester had a good showing from the starting group. I felt Siena Walker was the most engaged on both ends of the floor, and she was rewarded with a solid performance tonight. Those were definitely the bright spots for us. So, yeah, imagine that, right? You know, Jeff Mitty's a fiery guy, and he's not afraid to call out shots. And so is Jerome Tang. Jerome Tang not afraid to call it out either as well. But, again, like I said, you don't necessarily, I mean, when you have a talented cast of characters, yeah, you want a great game every night from Jalen Glenn. You want a good night, awesome night, triple-double from Serena Sundell, right? Or another double-double every night from Ayoka Lee, which you're probably mostly going to get every night on the floor. But you need other people to step in the mix, and this is what you're going to get. You hear me say this all the time. That, hey, you know, you're going to need your stars. You're going to need those players, role players, to come up big in conference play. We have seen this movie every time. And well, for luckily for K-State, for Jeff Mitty, Little Rock, you know, not trying to throw no shade on them. Yeah, but luckily they need it because, yeah, judging by what I read this morning, yeah, he was not too pleased about the performance. But, hey. More importantly, though, K-State was basketball. They kicked the win last night by 40, I want to say. No, 53, 73. No, by 30. My math is way off. They win by 30 last night over Little Rock, Arkansas team, Little Rock Trojans, 73-43. And let me see who they play next. Let me pull up that schedule, see who they got next on the list here. Let me see if I can get that going real quick. Yeah, so, and looks like they'll wrap up its homestand. They open up the season with 5 games and Bramlage. So Milwaukee comes to town, and they go. So we got basketball tonight, men, looking to bounce back tonight. We'll have a postcast of that in the morning on the men's front. For the women, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Milwaukee will wrap the opening homestand for K-State women's basketball at 6:30. And, of course, if you're in the Manhattan area, of course, the 102.5 and 13K man on the FM and AM stations, respectively. And if you do not have the ESPN Plus app, you might want to get on that because you're going to find about 1/3 of the basketball schedule between the men's and women's basketball games on there as well. But more importantly, though, huge night for the university. K-State women's basketball, 400th win in Bramlage Coliseum. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. Whenever you get to record K-State content, don't forget about our bonus channel, Podbean app. Download the Podbean app right now. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-I-D. Possibly S Podcast. That's where you're going to find me and Alex Aiden over there. And it looks like we're shooting for Thursday. Looks like four. And maybe throwing another, maybe throwing a doubleheader Thursday, Friday. We'll see what happens as we get later on in the week. Where it's only Tuesday, so... So definitely, you want more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats, go over there, download the app, and find the chain. You should be able to find it pretty easy there as well. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in West San Diego, California. This has been another postcast episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State every day on this podcast. K-State wins basketball, 73, Little Rock, 43. Go Cats.